Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The University of South Carolina recently released a new economic impact study indicating that jobs, tax revenue, and spending by South Carolina's arts-related sector adds $9.7 billion annually to our state's economy. Ken May is the executive director of the South Carolina Arts Commission in Columbia. Today he's in our studio to tell us more. Ken, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, first, for our listeners not familiar with our state's Arts Commission, tell us all about it.
Well, the South Carolina Arts Commission is an agency of state government in South Carolina. We were created in 1967. The commission works to make it possible for all South Carolinians to benefit from the arts, no matter where they live or what their circumstances are. We work in three major areas: arts education, community arts development, and artist career development.
Supporting various nonprofit arts organizations around the state.
Right. We work really in four different ways. Staff assistance is a big one. Partnerships with other agencies is an increasing area. Some direct programming, although less than historically. And then finally, we give grants to a lot of nonprofit arts organizations and individual artists around the state.
And now tell us about this particular study. This was something that your agency commissioned over at the Darla-Moore School of Business.
We did. This was a study that was done by Dr. Doug Woodward, who's the senior research economist over there at the Moore School. We had done one with him before, but this one draws on a new data resource. The Bureau of Economic Analysis, part of the federal government, created what they call an Arts and Cultural Production Satellite Account, where they have parsed out all the segments of arts activity that are spread across the economy and brought them into kind of one grouping so that you can really look at the whole of arts. They break that out state by state.
Most people, when they think of the arts and the economy, they realize that, you know, performing arts, theater, are easy to imagine how they affect the economy, concerts, that kind of thing. So what are some areas that may not be quite as easily recognized?
Many, many disciplines that involve design and professional designers, from architecture to landscape design to product design. It's really all over the map. And then there are many commercial careers that are related to what we think of as artistic activity, working in recording engineering, the production of design pieces. It's much deeper and broader in our economy than I think you originally assume if you just say arts.
Tell us, first of all, let's start with any surprises that came out of this study that you saw.
Well, I wouldn't say that there was anything surprising, but it does produce some pretty impressive numbers. The overall economic output of the arts industry in South Carolina is about $9.7 billion. That supports about 115,000 jobs. That was, frankly, some more than we were expecting. And then it generates about $269 million in tax revenues for the state. So that really means that the state's investment in the arts is really paying off, because our total budget is about $4 million coming from the state. When you get that kind of return, that's not bad. The total output is about 5.1% of the state's total GDP, about 5.2% of the state's employment base. That means this is really a significant part of our economy, I think much more than a lot of people would expect.
And of course, just like the entire business world, so much depends on growth of new businesses, in particular entrepreneurs. And of course, there are art entrepreneurs as well.
There are indeed, and we've actually recognized that for some time. Just recently, we've created a couple of new programs to really address that head on. One is a program that we called Arts Grow South Carolina. And it's actually a partnership with an organization in the upstate called Community Works. They're a community development finance institution, and they are actually making capital available to artists who want to develop small businesses. We are also getting some good support from local foundations on that program. And then knowledge of how to develop and run a business is important. That's not something that you frequently see taught in art schools, so that's a gap we're trying to fill. One of the ways we're addressing that is a new course that's being offered with Midlands Technical College called Fast Track for Creatives. And that will be an 11-week course taught in combination of in-person and online, where artists will really kind of go through the paces of developing a business plan and getting ready to launch a small business or expand a business venture.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Ken May is the Executive Director of the South Carolina Arts Commission. We will have a link to his agency posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.